And we've been hearing a lot lately about big retailers like Walmart and Macy's closing hundreds of their stores. But other retailers that have only operated online have decided to open brick-and-mortar stores. Christina Estes from Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
On a sunny Saturday morning,
hi there, folks.
Dozens of people leave their beds.
Welcome to Tufted Needle. How are you?
To lie down in someone else's.
And would you have a preference to have the door open or close?
At the Tufted Needle showroom in downtown Phoenix, Shay Telesmenua and Sylvia Escobar are ushered into a dimly lit room.
So this is the queen-size bed here.
And left alone.
And so what we like to do is give you guys a few minutes to hang out and see what you how you like it. And
people appreciate the experience.
Dehi Park and his partner launched Tufted Needle 3 years ago. Last year, the online mattress company opened its first showroom at its corporate headquarters in Phoenix.
Yeah, we started with one room. Instead of trying to perfect everything from the get-go, we opened the doors and let customers come in and interact with it and give us feedback and tell us what more they wanted.
They added more rooms to test the mattresses, a lounge area, and bottled water. Tufted Needle also collected feedback and then used that to open its first standalone store in San Francisco earlier this year.
We don't know if that's, you know, first of many or our last one. It's purely just still an experiment at this stage, but we're optimistic about it.
Traditional stores still add up to the overwhelming majority of sales in the United States. According to the Census Bureau, e-commerce accounted for slightly more than 7% of total sales last year. But online purchases are climbing faster, rising nearly 15% last year compared to just 1% for retail. That's led to some omni-channel retail experiments.
We see with you in the back.
At the Urban Outfitters store in downtown Phoenix, manager Jade Noble explains how the company embraces this new kind of retail.
It means that we try and reach our customers on multiple levels, not just in a store face-to-face.
Noble says many of her 25 to 35-year-old customers are big into social media, so employees encourage them to post photos featuring their purchases or showing how they style outfits. And she says downloading Urban Outfitters' mobile app can lead to coupons and personalized offers.
Let's say, like, you come in once a week and you always shop shoes. It'll send you, like, suggestions of shoes or when we get in new styles or, hey, you purchased these shoes, like, you might like these styles that are available online.
Not all customers would want unsolicited suggestions, but a 2013 survey by global business consulting firm Infosys found a lot do. Nearly 80% of consumers were more likely to buy again from a retailer that provided ads targeting their interests, wants, or needs.
So what's your feeling on it, or any feedback?
Back at Tufted Needle showroom,
it's a lot more comfortable for the both of us.
Sylvia Escobar and Shay Telesmenua are ready to buy. They can't walk out with a mattress, though. Tufted Needle only takes online orders. While CEO Dehi Park doesn't see that changing anytime soon, he is definitely in the never-say-never crowd.
How we view things is, you know, we're agnostic to the channel. So the channel might be online, the channel might be brick-and-mortar, and in the future, maybe there's something else that we don't even know that's coming. You know, maybe we'll do some kind of virtual reality shopping or something.
The key, says Park, is flexibility. And being wherever customers want them to be.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
For Here and Now, I'm Christina Estes in Phoenix.